What's hiding inside Coca-Cola cans and regular household batteries? Why do magnets affect breakfast cereals? Do crosswalk buttons actually work, or are they just useless decorations? What does that USB symbol really mean? I'm not sure I know the answers to these and similar questions, but I'm eager to learn the truth together with you. Let's find it out. Coca-Cola cans have a secret few people know about. Here's a Coke can. Let's submerge it in a highly corrosive alkaline solution. The aluminum dissolves due to a process known as hydrolysis, and we can see a plastic liner inside the can. It's made from a polymer or epoxy resin, and serves as some kind of a protective barrier between the aluminum walls of the can and the rather acidic soda. Despite a popular myth, household batteries don't actually contain liquid, and if you accidentally cut them open, no toxic liquid will spill. Most of them are dry cell batteries, which are made of electrochemical cells. Those convert chemical energy into electrical energy. Larger batteries often house numerous small cells within them, too. Even Tesla vehicle batteries consist of multiple small cells. When combined, they easily provide the necessary voltage. Most toothbrushes have differently colored bristles, but they aren't just pleasing to the eye. Those bristles, often blue, have a functional purpose. They're called toothbrush indicators, and their colors fade as you use the brush. The American Dental Association recommends changing your toothbrush at least 4 times a year. And by getting paler, these bristles help you figure out when it's time to replace your toothbrush. You'll probably agree that there's no better snack than a pack of chips. Some are flat, others have ridges. Is it just aesthetics? Not really. The main purpose of those lines on some kinds of chips is to help with the distribution of spices and seasonings. In other words, all those substances that make your chips taste like cheese are mostly stored inside the lines. Plus, the lines make chips crunchier. Now, this one might be a surprise, but some breakfast cereals are magnetic. That's because they're often fortified with iron in the form of a fine powder. Due to the added iron, cereal flakes get attracted to magnets. All this may sound kinda alarming, but in reality, the iron content in the flakes is minimal and doesn't pose any threat to your health. That clear fluid in gel pens is called the ink follower or stopper fluid. The gel in such pens contains pigment particles dissolved in a polymer solution. The main task of the stopper fluid is to be a barrier to prevent the gel from evaporating or leaking out. Without this transparent fluid, your gel pen wouldn't function. The fluid always stays in one position and doesn't get dissolved with the gel. Neither does it move backwards or flow out of the pen. Many pedestrian crosswalk buttons, namely in New York, are placebo buttons. They do literally nothing when you press them. Originally, they were functional after being introduced in 1964, but today, most of them don't affect traffic lights, which are programmed based on the real needs of the traffic flow. Why do such buttons even exist then? It's a simple psychological trick, providing you with an illusion of control. You might have noticed that movie theater seats are almost always red. This choice isn't random. It has strategic importance, which is rooted in visual science. The thing is, red light has a longer wavelength. It means that it's the first color to disappear in low light. It allows the audience to concentrate better on the screen once the movie begins. Such a design choice enhances the viewing experience by minimizing distractions. Speed bumps are crucial for pedestrian safety, but at the same time, they can seriously increase car emissions due to the non-stop acceleration and deceleration they cause. To address this issue, some cities, like London, are testing fake speed bumps. Those are optical illusions painted on the road. They look raised from a driver's perspective, but in reality, they're flat. Authorities hope that this approach will slow down drivers without having a negative impact on the environment. Soda bottles are always filled in such a way that there's some space between the liquid and the cap. That's because soda contains carbon dioxide. It's a gas that can expand once the bottle's heated. If there's no gap in the bottle, it can break because of the pressure building inside. Also, when you open your drink, the gases go out in the form of bubbles, making the drink overflow. The gap helps with this problem too. The USB symbol, looking like a trident, has always sparked multiple speculations about its origin. One popular idea is that it represents Neptune's trident and symbolizes power and adaptability. But there's also a little bit less exciting theory. A man who claimed to have designed the symbol in the 1980s stated that it was supposed to represent connectivity. The large circle symbolizes a computer, while the attached shapes, the circle, the triangle, and square, stand for different outputs. The design of a tennis racket has a specific feature known as the throat. It's an open space below the head of the racket. This space isn't just for storing balls, it also improves the racket's aerodynamics by letting air pass through. It seriously reduces drag during swings. Speaking of tennis, tennis courts are usually built with a north-south orientation. It helps minimize the impact of the sun's position during the game, ensuring that neither player has the sun directly in their eyes. Look closely at a tram's overhead lines, and you'll see that its contact wires zigzag back and forth instead of going in a straight line. That's because all trams have pantographs attached to their roofs. The upper part of the pantograph is gradually worn down by the overhead wire and eventually needs to be replaced. To wear it down evenly, the wire is not installed strictly along the tram's path, but in zigzag patterns. As the tram moves, the pantograph slides along the wire, and it wears down evenly. Those cone-shaped water cooler cups? Their shape is intentionally designed to prevent users from setting the cups down. This allows employees to minimize the risk of spilling water on their desks around various electronic devices. Plus, less material is used to produce cone-shaped cups, which makes the process less wasteful and more cost-effective. It also kind of supports sustainability by encouraging people to drink their water quickly and dispose of their cups immediately after. Most suitcases have two zipper pulls, and it serves several purposes. First of all, if one zipper fails, the other can keep the suitcase closed. Even better, having two zippers allows you to have easier access to small sections of your suitcase without having to open it entirely. And finally, when you have two zippers, you can connect them with a padlock for increased security. Some plastic milk containers have dents on their sides. These dents serve several purposes. When milk spoils, it usually causes swelling and high pressure buildup inside the container. That's when the dent pops out and doesn't let the jug blow up. Plus, if you decide to freeze the milk, it will expand like any other fluid. And then again, the indentation will pop out and prevent the container from breaking inside your freezer. If you ever had a problem figuring out why fake pockets exist, you need to hear this. The main reason is that if a clothing item has a specific cut or shape, pockets may spoil it. They can alter the item's shape either in the warehouse or already on the retail rack. The solution? Getting rid of the pockets in key areas. Plus, fake pockets are obviously cheaper, and they don't get stretched out. The thermos wasn't actually invented to keep your coffee warm. It was made by a Scottish scientist who wanted a safe place to keep his chemicals at a stable temperature. So, he took two bottles, put the smaller one inside the bigger bottle, and vacuumed out the air between them.
That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.